Secret Service takes Chicago restaurant employee into custody after she spits on Eric Trump. By Matthew Boyle on June 25, 2019. U.S. Secret Service took an employee of a Chicago restaurant into custody Tuesday evening after she spit on President Donald Trump's son Eric Trump, the president's son told Breitbart News. "It was purely a disgusting act by somebody who clearly has emotional problems," Eric Trump told Breitbart News when reached by phone late Tuesday evening. "For a party that preaches tolerance, this once again demonstrates they have very little civility. When somebody is sick enough to resort to spitting on someone, it just emphasizes a sickness and desperation and the fact that we're winning." Eric Trump spoke to Breitbart News late Tuesday evening after local news reporters revealed what happened. Mariana Hearn, a reporter for NBC Channel 5 in Chicago, tweeted about the incident. She said Eric Trump was seen leaving Aviary, which is an upscale Chicago cocktail lounge. Ahern also tweeted a photo of Chicago Police Department officials assisting with a U.S. Secret Service response. "Chicago police officials were also on the scene assisting with the Secret Service," a spokesman for the Chicago Police Department confirmed on Twitter. A source on the scene told Breitbart News that the Chicago Police Department and Secret Service officials handled the case extraordinarily professionally. Eric Trump tweeted about his trip to Chicago on Tuesday evening as well. According to sources familiar with the matter, Eric Trump had, with a group of people, come into Aviary, an upscale lounge in Chicago, and the young woman, an employee of the establishment, came right up to him and spit in his face. "For an eyewitness," she murmured inaudibly something that sounded like it was anti-Trump. Then Secret Service agents who were there protecting Eric Trump jumped into action and took the woman into custody. "She was put in handcuffs and placed in a police paddy wagon," a source with knowledge said. Eric Trump decided not to press charges against the woman in the end, and she was released from police custody.